One, two, three, four. When I was a little bitty boy, just off the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the store. Have chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bunch of cloth for the chick. It holds 8 kids and 4 half dogs and the piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and my granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit, listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole on the cloth for the tick. It held 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and the piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma and I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. If I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all for the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bunch of cloth for the chick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun.